We don't hear you. Your mic's not working again. We don't hear you. No audio.
I'm sorry. Okay, sorry about that. I'm not sure. I thought I fixed the sound. I did something today and I thought it worked, but I guess not. I'm having a problem with that. Okay. In our day and age, very important halacha that there's Lashon Hara if you write Lashon Hara, whether you say it or you write it. Why didn't it get today? Because today there's something called a review that you could put out on a restaurant or on a business or anything like that. And therefore, you could put a review. There's something called WhatsApp. There's something called email. There's something called blasting things on the internet. So all these things could be considered, are considered Lashon Hara, b'ksav, if you're writing something inappropriate. And not only that, it's probably the worst type of Lashon Hara because people pass it around, it gets from one place to the other, and there's no, once it's out there, it's out there. There's nothing new. Once you press that send button, that's it. It's not in your jurisdiction anymore. So it's very, very negeya. Now, question. They bring down over here a nice chiddush. Let's say I forward someone else's ksav. Someone wrote it and I forward it. It's a chor pashut, right? So, okay, no, because I'll tell you why it's interesting. So, what if someone wrote an article? The article is sitting on my desk. They say, "Hey, read this." They say over here, "Mar lachem michtav shel ploini," then. It's also Lashon Hara. Also, this is interesting. This I'm not clear why they say this. He says, what happens if the other guy wrote something that makes him clearly look like a fool? Right? Or I know you have a very, very specific political standing, and someone wrote an article which is you wouldn't appreciate based on your political, standing. And I go ahead and give you the other guy's article. So if I would go ahead and tell you, this guy believes this or that, it could be Lashon Hara. It could be for sure a chilas, making you hate the other person, or, assuming that you can't get along with people that disagree with you. So if you know, there's still people out there like that. So the they say over here that that's lashon hara. To me, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Let's say because the guy's doing it himself. He wrote the article. I didn't write the article. Right? I don't know. He says he has a mashmoyis here. We'll see inside that it's lashon hara. yeah, I don't know.
If an article is published and it's widely, it's out there, then maybe it's not lashon hara if it's already.
Yeah, maybe if it's published widely, then it's different. Let me read you the lashon of the Chafetz Chaim in Berman Chaim Yudalev. He says Pirish. Oh, let's finish first what it says inside here. So what it says inside is Gam ein by chilut beinu misaper alav a lashon hara shelo beferish, beinu misaper alav a lashon hara b'derech remez. Doing lashon hara as a remez. B'chol Gavni is also Asr. Okay? Now it means, what does Remez mean? Remez means that the guy is speaking, and I go, you know, so I show my friends, you know, I don't like it. So Derek Remez is also Lashon Hara. Okay? Now, the let me just turn this on. The Chofetz Chaim on the bottom says the following language. It's a little hard to decipher what he's saying, but he says the following. Pirish, afilum ein medaber o kosev alav. I don't write about him. Rak, shemar el acherim mechtavav shekosev ploini elav. I show someone a letter that he wrote to me, not a publicly published article. He wrote me a letter, elav. She nicker me koisle nichtavin. It's nicker from the letter. She nenu chacham elamdan. Uchadoyme gavze b'chol lashon hara. So someone wrote me a letter. From the letter, it's pretty obvious that the guy's not so intelligent, or the guy missing the boat. If I go ahead and publicize the letter, it's lashon hara. Now I don't understand something. I have a question. Let's say I see Reuven doing something very bad right now. I see he's doing something very, very bad. Not very, very bad, but he's doing something idiotic. He's doing something that really is not appropriate. Okay? I call over Shimon. I say, Shimon, come here. Look. Look what Reuven's doing.
I would have thought
that would
be Lashon
Hara. Is that Lashon Hara? I would think it is. If Shimon would see it himself, it's not Lashon Hara. Shimon just saw it. I'm not saying anything about Reuven.
Yeah, but any Lashon Hara
is not Lashon Hara. I'm pointing out to Shimon to look what Reuven's doing.
Isn't that the definition of
Lashon Hara?
If you're
going to
say anything is Lashon Hara,
hinting is Lashon Hara because I'm hinting to the fact that I don't like what he's doing. I'm so going like this.
Same thing when you're.
I'm saying, no, come look.
It's Lashon Hara because you're kind of pointing out what the guy is doing that's not smart. So you're like kind of in a way, like Lashon Hara is when you're bringing somebody down in a way and you bring yourself up. So this is the same thing.
Yeah. So you are bringing him down. You're saying you're trying to say, hey, I want you to have a lower opinion about this guy.
Correct.
This Chofetz Chaim would be mashma that it's Lashon Hara. It's the same thing. What's the difference if I show someone what he wrote or what he said or what he's doing?
I think at its core, Lashon Hara is highlighting
someone's negative character.
Yeah. However, I do it. If I take a video of a guy doing something also embarrassing and I just show somebody the video,
right?
I didn't do anything. If he would have been there, if he would have seen the same thing.
Is that Lashon Hara? Okay, they want to know. Is that Lashon Hara? I take a video of someone doing something negative and I publicize the video.
I'm sure, it's two words.
Okay.
I think it's Pashtun
Pashtun.
Right,
say, yeah.
I guess. Yeah, that's Pashtun Hara. But here, the guy saw with his own two eyes.
No, it's the same thing. What's the same thing?
What's the difference?
He would have seen. I'm bringing his attention.
Based on the position of the footnote, it would sound like this is maybe Lashon Hara Derek Remez, but he's including it in Lashon Hara, Lamaisa. It's a nice Kiddush, Lamaisa. Right now, by the way, obviously, any other way of speaking Lashon Hara, where you where you know, you don't say the guy's name, but I'll give you his initials. You know, obviously that's not needed. That you don't even have to say that. It's obvious. It's, you know, and stuff like that. And same thing if you don't say anything, right? Sometimes you could say Lashon Hara by not saying anything. The guy, you know, did this guy, you know, someone calls it for shidduch. This guy, you know, what do you think about this, you know, this person was suggested for my daughter. What do you think about him? You're like, yeah, anyway, so where'd you go for lunch today? You know, let's switch the topic, you know, or whatever. So
what do you do, mind you, nothing good?
I don't know, but I read a story over Shabbos because today, tonight is a Baron Cutler's yard site, Beis Kislev. The second of Kislev is a Baron Cutler's yard site.
We lost the audio. Yeah.
Third try here tonight. So the you hear me now, right? Okay, so this, there you go. Okay, so I'm turning off the video now. This one. So basically the story is that the story was like this.
No, we don't hear you now. We lost you.
Yeah, he disconnected. No.
Okay. You don't hear me,
why not? Yeah, now
we
do.
Now we hear you.
Okay. So basically, let's just say the story quickly. It's Rabbi Cutler's yard site. I read a story over Shabbos.
Not hearing. No. Maybe use Shea's, just use his Zoom and that's it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. Do you see me? Can you hear me?
Now, yes.
Okay, let's just finish the story. Bottom line is that he, and then tomorrow I got to get someone to work on my... His grandson brought him a cup of coffee. He didn't drink it. Then his grandson brought him a cup of coffee again. He thought he was, like, involved in the sugya. And then he brought another cup of coffee and he invited him to drink it. So he realized it's not because he's involved in the sugya. So he asked him, what's the deal? Why didn't you drink the coffee? So he said, I'm fasting today. So he said, why are you fasting? So he said, someone told me that tomorrow, which is today, they're going to call me about a shidduch, about a bachur, and I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say too little. I need a lot of siyat to the so he went on tying this. So he said, just answer the shidduch question properly. That doesn't make sense. I just shut up Shabbos. So this is what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. It's not so plushy.
But for shidduchim, we're allowed to give true answers, no?
You can't say too little. You have to say what you have to say, but you can't say more than what you're supposed to say. That's the challenge. You know, you don't have the green light. So you have to say what's important to say at which step in the process. And you could basically, so Rabbi Orl, I told you when Rabbi Orlo was here, he told me, Rabbi Orlo told me that he was here. So he said that he got a psak from Reb Scheinberg that he should not answer any shit of questions. He says because he's too honest and he's supposed to lie and he doesn't know how to lie. He may end up saying the truth and the truth is not good for Shidduchim. But you are a person that doesn't like to. You don't change the truth for anything else. You don't have to not behave to lie for this. So you shouldn't answer the question. So he said, you're not going to answer. No, don't answer. Don't answer. Not your problem. Someone else will say. You're allowed to make a policy. You don't do. And he said, it was funny because he said the only other person he knows that got that shot was Reb Chaim Mintz, and he was here when he was here. So he went to talk to him about it. Okay. Good night. Hopefully by tomorrow we'll have it fixed.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Stay warm. You look
Thank
cold.
You very much.
You look a little chilly. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll see you.
But,